Hey, everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called How Does Google Decide Which Businesses Show Up in the Local Pack? Map Results. But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your system's results and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Let me ask you, are you struggling to get your business noticed on Google Maps? Or maybe you're scratching your head, wondering why your competitors keep popping up at the top of the local pack while you're nowhere to be found. Well, you're not alone. Today, I'm cutting through the noise and uncovering how Google decides who gets those coveted top spots in the local map pack. So first things first, proximity. This is the game changer a lot of people overlook. Google's local algorithm asks, how close is the business to the person searching? That's right. If someone's standing downtown searching plumber near me, Google isn't showing them listings from across town, even if the other business has more reviews or a fancier website. Proximity is king. So the closer your business is to the searcher, the better your shot at appearing in the map pack. Next up, relevance. Google wants to deliver results that actually match what the user is searching for. If your business profile is half complete with vague categories or missing services, good luck ranking. On the flip side, if your listing dialed in with accurate categories, services, and keywords that match what your customers are looking for, you've just upped your odds. Google's always looking for the best match, so give it the details it needs to connect the dots. And then there's prominence, the factor most people fully wake up to only after they see their competitors outranking them. Prominence is basically your business's reputation and visibility across the web. So have you built up lots of positive reviews and high ratings, got some local press mentions or solid backlinks from other websites? All of that stacks up. The more talked about and well-reviewed you are, the more Google trusts you and the more likely you are to land in those map results. So what should you do right now? First, update your Google business profile. Make sure every detail is accurate. Name, address, phone, hours, categories, services, the whole nine yards. Don't forget to sprinkle in those relevant keywords naturally. Second, get proactive about reviews. Ask happy customers to leave feedback and respond to every review, good or bad. Third, consistency is key. Your business info should match everywhere across the web. Directory listings, social media, your website. Finally, double check your location settings so Google knows exactly where you are. These simple steps can seriously move the needle and help Google see you as the right choice for local searchers. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery Podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.